USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says that the military will be deployed to help Nova Scotia recover from post-tropical cyclone Fiona. The former hurricane that devastated a not fully recovered Puerto Rico this week left a mark on Atlantic Canada as a whole. The storm made landfall in Nova Scotia early Saturday. Hundreds of people have been left without power after the storm downed trees and power lines. Some communities have been flooded out. The Canadian Hurricane Center tweeted early Saturday that Fiona has the lowest pressure ever recorded for a storm making landfall in that country. Defense Minister Anita Anand said elements of the Canadian Armed Forces were currently carrying out reconnaissance to determine where they should deploy help. A state of emergency has been declared for 24 counties in Florida ahead of Tropical Storm Ian as it gets stronger over the Caribbean. Governor Ron DeSantis issued a declaration on Friday encouraging residents to prepare for the storm. He also asked for a federal pre-landfall emergency declaration. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said Ian is expected to approach Florida with major hurricane force next week. Ian is the cause of NASA to skip next week's launch of its new moon rocket. They're going to try again on October 2nd. Russian police moved quickly to disperse the peaceful protest against President Vladimir Putin's mobilization order. They arrested hundreds, including children across the country. Nearly 750 in total have been detained, according to the independent website OVD Info. The protest happened within hours Wednesday after Putin announced a call-up of experienced and skilled army reservists in a move to beef up forces in Ukraine. In the background, a referendum staged by the Kremlin in four provinces that they occupy, setting up a pretext for annexation by Moscow. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urging Ukrainians in occupied regions to undermine the referendums. You are listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An Arizona judge has lifted a hold on a near-total ban on abortion in the state. The law has been on the books since before Arizona was a state. The only exception is if the mother's life is in jeopardy. An injunction on the law has been in place since June when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Friday that masks are no longer required if you're in a hospital or nursing home unless those facilities are in a community seeing high levels of COVID transmission as one of the final sets of revisions in a sweeping effort to overhaul recommendations for the virus. Students in the Garden State now have a new subject matter to tackle.
New Jersey public school students will be the first in the country required to learn about climate change while in the classroom. Starting this school year, the First Lady of New Jersey, Tammy Murphy.
I would say that the importance is that, you know, climate change is really becoming a reality. I think we all know that. You can look around the world.
Lessons will focus on how climate change has accelerated in recent decades and how it's impacted public health, human society, and contributed to natural disasters. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Legendary jazz saxophonist Pharoah Sanders died in Los Angeles early Saturday. He played with John Coltrane's band. He was 81 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.